Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Have you ever had a conversation that went something like this? Honey, I think you're on the wrong road. I just saw the sign back there and we missed our turn about 5 miles back. The husband answers, No, nothing to worry about. I know a shortcut that will save us a lot of time. The only problem is that the shortcut your husband knew about 20 years ago is no longer there. And the shortcut ends up being a much longer journey than if you had just stayed on the main highway. Shortcuts usually end up costing you more time and money than if you stayed on the well-traveled path. Pastor Craig Clapper painfully learned that hot tips about getting to where you want to go can ultimately cost you dearly. That lesson was driven home when he was on a 54-day hike along the Appalachian Trail. That's a 2,000-plus-mile stretch of mountainous terrain that reaches from Vermont to Georgia in the eastern United States. Here's how Craig described his experience. It took a life-threatening experience for me to understand the importance of traveling right. In the White Mountains of New Hampshire, there was a significant storm. I got a tip from another hiker that I could go off the main trail and work my way around the mountain, avoiding the worst of the storm. That side trail was a big mistake. I fell off a cliff and could have died. I got myself in a heap of trouble. I'll have scars for the rest of my life from that fall. From that, I learned that we must always travel right, never getting off the path God has for us. Shortcuts come in all sizes and descriptions. They are really attempts to get you somewhere the easy way, to get you something that you don't deserve, or to avoid something which you really ought to face. Life is a lot like a journey which involves a starting point and an ultimate destination, one that can be reached properly only one way. I often think of the 40-year sojourn of God's children in the wilderness. Actually, the journey to Arad in the southern part of the Negev could have been made in less than 14 days. But God had something else in mind, something that they would learn only by facing the wilderness. The King James translation of Romans 12:17 says, We are to provide things honest in the sight of all men. Another translation puts it, Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. And that means avoid the shortcut, the path to what you want or where you want to go, which entails questionable means of getting there. Would you be comfortable flying on an airplane that was 98% safe, realizing that you're playing the odds, which of course are in your favor, but could capriciously let you down? Would you be just as uneasy if the inspector simply signed off on the safety record without actually seeing that repairs are made, repairs that were vital to the safety of that plane? Long ago, William Shakespeare wrote, To thine own self be true, and it shall follow as does day the night, thou canst not then be false to any man. Living with your conscience, regardless of whether or not your shortcut becomes public knowledge, means doing things the right way, no matter who is watching. Living without shortcuts means you will someday stand in the presence of God, and you will have no regrets, no secrets, and best of all, no shame. You see, getting there may take longer, but it's the sure way, the one that you can be certain. Remember, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.